Happy Halloween, everybody! Welcome to Comedians with Ghost Stories. I'm your host, writer, and comedian, Emily Winter, and I am super excited to put out this special bonus episode of a story I've been holding on to for some months because I knew it would be the perfect story to put out on Halloween. If you want to support this podcast, as always, you can buy my book called One Day Smarter. Every time you buy a book, my editor gets less mad at me. It's a fun trivia book, perfect for the holidays. You could also Venmo me directly. My Venmo is at Emily-Winter. I like a $5, a $10, a $20. Love those $100 contributions if you are filthy rich. But thank you, anything that you can give, because I do this whole little thing out of the love of my heart. Because I love spooky stuff, and I love Halloween, and I hope that you love this ghost story. Okay, today on the podcast, I'm super excited to have Maggie Reed Austin. Maggie, welcome.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. So where are you podcasting from right now?
I am in Dallas, Texas.
Dallas, Texas. And your hauntings take place there?
In Dallas, Texas. In the room that I'm in has had some moments.
Oh my gosh.
So I'm a little nervous that technology is going to go wild on us, but I'm hopeful.
Oh my gosh. That makes me so excited. It's so rare that somebody is podcasting from the very place that they had experiences. And just, I'm going to describe what I'm seeing. This looks like a nice bedroom.
Yes.
Yeah, we've got some, it doesn't look super old. It looks like pretty new. Yeah.
It's a 1960s ranch.
Okay.
So this is my bedroom. The very first night that I moved into this house, this closet door behind me like popped open when I was falling asleep. And I was like, wouldn't it be so funny if I just got a 30-year mortgage on a haunted house?
As a non-homeowner, I've never thought of it that way, but that is so funny and true.
I am locked in with these spirits.
Oh my gosh. So tell me what has happened in this house that you are now locked into.
Yeah. So, well, I have three kids. One of them is calling to me right now. So I have three kids, and from what I've heard, kids are more connected to the spiritual world as is, because they're closer to it for whatever reason.
They just came out of it, basically.
Yeah. They're like, their last life is there. They're like saying hi to old friends, whatever it is. So, I felt this, like, I was always kind of like, oh, maybe wouldn't it be funny if the house is haunted? And then when my daughter was little in her room, which is right on the other side of this closet door that popped open, she used to stand up in her crib and say hi to the corner a lot. And so we'd see it on the monitor. And I was like, okay, I think we have a spirit in this house, right?
How old was she? I mean, she must have been like really young if she saw it.
Yeah, like just starting to wave and say hi. So like around a year. But then I have my son, Arthur, who is now three. And as soon as he can start to talk, he's talking about ghosts, which I feel like is a weird thing for like a 2.5-year-old to talk about.
Yes.
And he,
what is he? Yeah. What was he saying?
Well, now that he has more words, just this week, I have updates. I was like, oh, good. I'm glad I'm doing this podcast. That's weird. So he loves trucks and he loves playing with trucks and he plays with them in our front room. And some of them, you know, kids' toys have all these like batteries and lights and things that make noises. So he has this one truck and it's a blippy truck and it's like, ha ha ha, let's go play with the truck. This is fun. And he loves it. It stays in the playroom and he will go to bed. And then I'll be sitting in like the kitchen by the playroom and it will start talking to me and it'll start going off. And it's weird because I've like made a concerted effort to make sure it's like not in the sunlight. And if it's nighttime, it's like by itself because I don't want it to be pressing other things, making this noise.
Right.
No one in the room, this truck goes off all the time.
Oh right? My gosh.
One time I had the fellow moms in the neighborhood over and I was telling them about this ghost and they're like, oh, well, is it scary? And then the toy went off at that time.
Oh my God.
It said, let's do this. And then I was like, oh, there it is. Like, there's the spirit. And one of the moms said, oh my gosh, that like gave me chills. And then the truck said, this will be fun. one has come over again for wine.
So this is one of those trucks that just like has like a bunch of pre-programmed like ridiculous things. Oh my God. When was that?
That was like a few months ago. I guess that was maybe like a year ago, maybe like a few months, like 6 months to a year. Time doesn't matter anymore.
That's true. It's true.
But so I was talking. So then my son, we were in the playroom and he was talking about the ghost. And so I was like, I'm going to ask some questions. And I was like, well, is the ghost nice? And he said, no, the ghost is angry. He's dead. Which is also a weird thing. And I was like, well, how'd the ghost die? And he said, he got hit by a car. And I said, well, what kind of car? He said, big brown car. And he kept pointing to like where the ghost is. And I was like, well, what's the ghost wearing? He goes, well, usually white, but it's red because he got hit by a car.
Oh, no.
Isn't that spooky?
Oh, my gosh.
Is that spooky?
Arthur's being visited by a bloody ghost.
I know. He's angry. He's a mad ghost.
Oh, my gosh.
So then this week, Arthur wouldn't come in the house. After we had gone to swimming and I was like, Arthur, we got to go in the house. He goes, I don't want to go in the house because I want to go to my grandparents' house. And I was like, well, why? He goes, because Billy is mean. And I was like, well, who's Billy? And he said, the ghost.
Dude, this is like the beginning of a horror movie.
I know. But that was this week.
Oh, no.
So I got the name and I was asking him about Billy. He goes, yeah, Billy's mad. Billy's dead. Billy's so angry. And I was like, what color hair does he have? And he goes, his hair's so messy.
Oh, no. From getting hit by the car.
I know. From getting hit by the brown car.
Cow.
And I've been trying. I don't know how to do this. So maybe you do. But I don't know how to, like, look up death records for, like, my area. Like, the street. And I didn't have a name before. Now I know it's, like, Billy or William or something.
Okay. So do you know who you bought your house from?
Yes, but it wasn't the original owner. It was actually, though, a parsonage. So like a church house for the pastor when it was first built, which I feel like is extra creepy.
Oh, my gosh. We got to get to the bottom of this.
I'm gonna try and find it. I'll send you an update. But I just now learned about Billy. So now that I know that.
Yeah, I guess I don't know because you know what? I've never even thought about owning property in my life, so it's never occurred to me to be like, let's figure out the history of this place. I'm always just like, please let me live here. I have $1,000 and take it. Holy cow. Okay, so it was at first a church house, and then it went to the people that you bought it from.
Yeah, just a regular family who then moved out to the suburbs.
Did they
no
say
disclosure?
Anything?
No.
Yeah. Well, of course not. Maybe they didn't. You know. I think that you can get like percentage of money back for
there's
that.
A ghost. Yeah. I should be charging rent at least.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh my gosh.
But that's the thing too, is like, I don't think you have to disclose a ghost. And at first I was like, this is a playful spirit, right? Like he's playing with the toys. But now I'm like, Billy seems kind of like not so nice.
No, he's traumatizing your child.
Right. Yeah.
So is Arthur okay now? Is he feeling better?
Yeah, he's okay. He's okay with it. It's just like very matter of fact.
Yeah.
Maybe we could get him to come in. Do you want to hear Arthur?
Sure. I would love that. I've never interviewed a 3-year-old before.
Let me go
see.
Let me go see. His sister's going to come too, I'm sure. One sec.
Hey, Arthur. I'm Emily.
Here.
Nice to meet you.
You want to say hi?
Hi.
Hi. So I heard that there's a ghost in your house.
Yeah, but it's scary.
It's scary? Does he come and visit you in the night?
Yes.
Yeah. What does he want from you?
Snack.
He wants a snack?
He's hungry.
He's hungry? Does he try to be your friend or is he just mean?
Mean.
Okay. Well, you're very brave and you've been very good about, you know, handling it.
A truck gets stuck in cement.
Trucks get stuck in cement?
Yeah.
Wait, I heard that the truck sometimes sometimes your truck goes off.
Yeah.
I love you.
I
love you too, Arthur. That's so great.
That's so sweet.
You're so sweet.
What's the ghost name?
Billy.
Is Billy? Is Billy young or old, or what's Billy look like? He's big.
You don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, is he like a grown up? Yeah. He's a grown up. He's not a kid.
Okay.
Cool. Do you want to keep seeing Billy, or are you done with him?
Done with him.
Done with him. Let's get rid of him.
Let's get rid of Billy.
Let's get rid of Billy. Your mom and I are going to talk about some ways to get rid of Billy.
Yes, please. Thank you.
Okay. Cool. All well, right. We're going to get rid of him, and then you won't have to deal with him anymore.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow. Right, it was great to meet you.
All right. Say bye-bye.
Oh, my gosh. She's so adorable. He's wonderful. Oh my gosh. Okay. So have you like saged or anything?
I need to do it. So I think that's part of the problem, because when I first moved in, I saged, but I didn't do it right.
What do you mean? You didn't open all the like windows and stuff?
I didn't really know. I just lit it. And then I think, aren't you also supposed to get all the ash like out? Yeah. I need to Google it. I just was like, yeah, I just like put it in the corners or something. But I don't think I did it right. And I'm worried I like awaken the spirit
of Billy. I think you definitely are supposed to like ask. You're supposed to not be mean. You're supposed to be like, hey, I'm just inviting you to leave. Go, you know, I just leave out the window door, your choice. So that is what, I mean, that's all that I know about that.
That's good tips though. That's good to be nicer. I need to be nicer to Billy, you know?
I think it might be, you don't want to make him any more mad than he already is.
I know. I'm just kind of like, what do you do with a bully ghost?
Right. I think you say, I'm so sorry that car hit you. That really sucks. And you need to leave my 3-year-old alone now.
And we don't have any snacks for you.
Sorry. Yeah. He's so hungry. Oh my gosh. Wow. Is Arthur the only one in your house that has, I mean, you've experienced the door popping open, but everybody else is like, no ghosts.
Well, my daughter, MJ, when she was the young, like when she was a baby, she's the one who would point in the corner.
Okay.
And then the cars go off for my husband and me all the time. So like after the kids are asleep, that's when the cars and trucks are the most active.
Is it just the one car or is it the one truck?
That's the one that like has words. The other one's just an engine going.
Okay. Oh, wow. So that like takes out the potential that it's just one faulty toy.
No. Right. Exactly. Yeah.
Holy cow. So your next steps are probably like to sage and to just sort of research anything else to,
Yeah. I think with the development of like Billy being so much meaner to Arthur is where I'm like, I need to probably do something. Because at first it was just kind of like, this is cute. This is a funny thing. But now I'm kind of like, okay. Because he doesn't, you know, it's funny when we do like spend the night other places, he sleeps completely through the night. But when we're here at home every night around like 2:30 or 3, he gets up. And if someone's not with him, he gets very upset.
Whoa. So does he have his own room?
Yeah.
Does he just come into your room?
Yeah. He just comes in every night, calls for us to come get him because he's too scared to.
That's like the witching hour too. And does he talk about Billy then?
No, he's usually just like, don't leave me. You know, he just wants to be close. I know. It's really sad.
Oh my gosh. Wow. Well, this is way insane. And I wonder if you might be able to keep me posted.
For sure.
I would love to update, the listeners on this because this is like happening now.
It's
okay.
Real time.
Oh my gosh. I wish I could know like what era. It's so, you know, it's hard to ask a 3-year-old, like, is this car from the 80s or, you know,
that's what I tried. I was like, okay, but like, what's he wearing? Is he wearing like sweatpants? Like what's he wearing?
So right. That's really a COVID era ghost.
Actually, this just happened a little bit ago.
Oh my gosh.
I heard too, you can like buy stuff at an antique store sometimes and a spirit will be connected to it.
Yes.
And I love thrifting and antiquing. So I'm like, maybe I, you know,
bought something that he used to own or something, or maybe he like stayed here or stayed in your house, like when it was, I don't know, part of the church or something.
Yeah.
Ding dong. I've got updates. I'm so happy we have a resolution to this story. I reached out to Maggie recently in advance of putting this episode up because I had interviewed her several months back and asked if there was any updates. And she said, yes, I spoke with a ghost hunter and she gave me some advice. I told Billy to leave and we haven't had incidents. Funny enough, an older man was driving through the neighborhood this week and stopped to talk to me because he used to live in the neighborhood. Said our house used to be the baker's home, and they had four kids. It was a big spot for all the neighborhood kids to come and play. So I looked up Billy Baker in obituaries, and I think I found him. I think there might be another spirit in the house, but Billy showed up last year and was really active with Arthur. That would make sense with the timing of his death and that his name was Billy and that he used to live in this house. So it sounds like even if there's still something going on there, it's more friendly. And whoever Billy is, he may have been one of the kids of the previous owner. And anyway, he's all gone. So that is really wonderful. And I'm very happy for Maggie and Arthur. And I'll keep in touch with her. And if they have any other crazy activities, I will talk about it on this podcast. But happy Halloween, everybody. All right. Well, this has been amazing. Maggie, tell people where they can find you and follow you and maybe even follow your story for updates. I definitely will get an update from you, but you know, where people can find you and plug anything you would like to plug.
Yes. Please tweet me any suggestions at Maggie Reith, R-I-E-T-H. And then you can follow me and my comedy partner at themonthlyjunk.com or at themonthlyjunk on Instagram and TikTok and Facebook.
Thank you so much for making time for this podcast. And I can't wait to share it with listeners because this is a crazy story.